Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, though, from this Monday, all 1 million Irish school students will finally be back in the classroom for the first time since December. And with clothes shops still closed, some parents are calling for schools to relax their dress codes and their uniform requirements. Now, the following message was sent to parents at one Dublin secondary school this week. It reads, "Only flat black shoes may be worn. Pupils may be sent home to rectify this. We appreciate the challenges that COVID restrictions can present in terms of budget, as well as the closure of shops, so we are grateful to you for ensuring that your son or daughter is dressed appropriately each day." Well, that was a message that was shared on social media last night by Louise Bayliss, who is a spokesperson for Spark, the Lone Parent Peer Advocacy Group. And Louise joins us now on the line. Louise, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Can you tell us when the message was forwarded to you and what your reaction was to it?
Yeah, of course. The message was sent out to parents of pupils yesterday at about 4:30 yesterday evening, and we were contacted almost immediately when it came in. So we had it before 5:00 yesterday evening. And my reaction was, firstly, I would expect educators to show leadership about the flexibility and resilience we all have had to overcome the last 14 months with COVID, and sending a letter that says we understand the budgetary and practicalities of a shop being closed, but do it anyway, shows none of that. It's quite passive aggressive in the tone, I think.
So you put this up on social media. What response did you get?
To be honest, it really hit a nerve with parents, and so many people have come on and said, why would, you know, with all that's going on for parents and children, why would the issue of a type of shoe? I mean, they were very specific. They showed pictures of shoes, you know, that plain black runners, and versus, no, it has to be a flat sole and you can't wear the plain black runners. And, you know, why would that be such an issue? And what do they expect parents to do now? I mean, the last time children would have had their feet measured would have been back in September. We're now in April. If children's feet have grown, how do you know what shoe size to even buy? How would you get it in the 2 days? And why would you get it when they're finishing in 6 weeks now anyway? There's so much wrong with asking parents to do that. Like, if children's feet have grown and they need a new pair of shoes, what are parents going to do? The school shoes that they're going to wear for possibly 30 days in school hours, or a pair of runners that they will get use out of for the whole summer? And with people financially struggling, the pragmatic approach is to buy a pair of runners that they can use inside and outside.
Mm. We have an email from Helen in Limerick, who says she's a teacher, and she says this is just causing mischief, this issue, that parents have the uniforms. Most children will be growing out of them if they were bought last September. That always happens, nothing new, she says. When it does happen, children generally just make do for the few weeks that are left. No school ever expects parents to buy new uniforms now at this time of year, never, she says. Any school principal would talk to a parent with a genuine issue. Of course, there'll always be the odd few unobliging principals, as there always will be the odd few parents looking to have an issue. There are more important educational issues, says Helen.
There are more important educational issues. She's 100% right. And the children have gone through an awful lot since school closures. Like, if you think about first years who are the ones going back, first, second, third years, they have had a huge disruption to their schooling. And a lot of them, we don't know the circumstances they're living in at the moment. We know that there's a lot more deprivation in families. We know that there's a lot more stress. We know there's an increase in domestic violence. We've also heard there's concerns from TUSLIT that there's child protection issues. We don't know what those children are going into school with, what other additional needs they are going into school with when they go back on Monday. And they have all of that in addition to the social anxiety that has grown up after 4 months of not being with school friends and not being with peer people. And they have all this going in, and then to add into this and make sure you wear the correct shoes when there are no even shoe shops to buy for them. There is absolutely no need for any school to send a letter like that saying you will be refused entry to school and sent back home if you've got the wrong pair of shoes. And to be honest, there is a point there that not all schools are doing it, which is correct. But the ones that are doing it should not be allowed to do it. And the Department of Education should have taken leadership here and said, make sure there's flexibility around these issues. Make sure the school is a welcoming place for children who have been isolated and have gone through something that you and I didn't go through at their age. And make sure that children go into a welcoming environment, not the first correspondence to be a threat that you'll be turned back if you can't have shoes that aren't available.
Yeah, I know the Irish Examiner is reporting another Dublin secondary school has written to parents saying students who arrive to school in non-uniform or breach the code of behaviour in any other manner are giving a clear message that they can't be trusted to abide by any of the school's COVID-19 protocols, so they'll be sent home immediately. So that is, as you say, not particularly understanding of circumstances, I think. Now, we did ask the department what they thought about all this, and they said that any decisions on school uniform are a matter for the Board of Management at local level. And Minister Foley said that while this is a matter for schools, I am confident that schools will be mindful of the current circumstances parents may be facing.
But that doesn't live through with letters like that going out. We've two examples of letters that are going out that for children who have been absent from school for the last 4 months, and the letter is it has a clear threat that you'll be turned away if you can't get a uniform. No accounting for the parents' financial situation, no accounting for the fact that the schools, the shops are shut, and no leadership there. I mean, we're asking our children to adapt and be flexible and accept that they can't meet friends and they can't do the normal things, and we're asking them to show resilience. But I would assume that the schools should show leadership in this. They should be shown, you know, things aren't great, but we can adapt. And the issue of a school shoe really is the smallest, most minute thing to focus on. The bigger picture.
So to be clear, Louise, you'd like a clear signal from the department to schools to give parents flexibility.
Yeah, that they should. You would assume that the educators shouldn't need to be told this, to be mindful of other people's circumstances. But clearly that's not the case, and it's up to the department to give strong guidelines to say that children should be welcomed back regardless of their circumstances. We don't know what's gone on in their lives for 4 months.
Right.
This is the first sign of normality. Welcome them back and not issue threats to them.
All right, thank you very much for joining us with that. That's Louise Bayliss, who is spokesperson for Spark, and you can let us know what you think of it too, 51551. We're going to be talking about the GAA next.